K-Zone, KZEL Eugene, a Cumulus station.
And you've got Mark and John here on this Tuesday morning, and a stroll down Interview Alley. As promised, our chat this morning with Mr. Marty Ballin from Jefferson Airplane and so much more. Marty, welcome to the show.
Yeah!
Hey, good morning, guys.
A pleasure to have you on. We are huge fans.
Well, thank you.
Good morning. We'll start with how you doing, and I know your new album went on sale Friday. Tell us about that as well.
Well, The Greatest Love is a new album, and it's songs I've been doing live in my shows, and fans wanted me to put down recordings so they could have them, and so that's what I did. Didn't take long, and it was nice and quick, and you know, the old way without any big production around it.
Must feel like going home, you know, to just still be able to put out albums in that fashion.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, you know, you get so many songs after a while, you got to do something with them.
Yeah, that's true. Are you still enjoying playing live and doing your thing?
Oh, yeah, and that's the best part of it all, is just to play live, you know, to go and do it for real, you know. That's what counts.
Yeah, absolutely. You are from Ohio, but spent a lot of time growing up in San Francisco, and, you know, everybody just loved what you guys did. Anything you want to say about Jefferson Airplane, or any thoughts that come to mind when you reflect back?
Oh, my God, lots of thoughts, you know, but, you know, it's it was good times, you know. In fact, good memories. I have that other album out, Good Memories, which is a bunch of old Airplane and Starship songs I put out in December, which kind of celebrating the 50th anniversary, because, you know, I do some of those songs in the concerts, and people said, hey, I'd love to have these on. And then it dawned on me, you know, the 50th anniversary, and we put that out, and it, you know, kind of a commemorative trip down memory lane.
Yeah, very cool. Of course, you know, words can't explain how sad we were to hear about Paul. I know that must have hit very hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, he was did it to himself, you know, too much drinking and too much smoking.
That'll do it. Yeah, I guess it was last year or very recent. I think it was last summer, early last summer. You guys were all coming up to Oregon at the casino on the coast. And way back in 1979, when I'm 59 now, as a kid then, and Jefferson Starship came to Portland, and radio guys, and we all went and saw the show, and I had my picture taken with Paul, the first big picture I ever had with a rock star. So when we went down to the coast last summer, I brought that picture, was just thrilled to meet you guys. You weren't there, and they had said Paul was having some health issues, and so we missed out on that opportunity. I always felt bad. I wanted to show, hey, look how he looked in the late 70s.
Oh, well, yeah, he would have liked that.
Also, I read, too, where you, you know, early on were against all the drinking and the cocaine and all of that, and just, you know, really didn't get into that and left that behind. I wish others could have gone that route, too.
Well, you know, it's, you know, that's what was happening to a lot of people in those days, you know. Wasn't my thing, that's all. Just you can't deal with people on cocaine. You can't talk to them. You can't work with them. You know, I can't stand playing with anybody who plays on cocaine. Evidence, like, yeah. You know, it's not for me.
You talk to Grace much at all, or?
Not that much. I saw her at an art show she had in Frisco when I was playing there, and went down and saw her art show and bought a painting from her, in fact. And she, too, is chain-smoking away.
Yeah. Some of those appetites and desires are run deep, and, man, you can't get rid of them.
I know. They say smoking's the hardest thing to break, you know.
And congratulations. I know you got the big Lifetime Achievement Awards, Jefferson Airplane, at last night, the Grammys. And so congrats on that. I know you've probably... Maybe that's not your number one thing, but probably amassed a lot of awards and, you know, all of the stuff over the years.
Well, that was a big thrill, you know, especially to be included among Earth, Wind & Fire and Linda Ronstadt, Ruth Brown, people like that. It's great.
Must have been fun hanging. Did you go there to accept and hang as part of the presentation?
Yeah, I was there last night.
Were you? Wow. What do you think of today's music?
Well, there's a lot of good music out there. I like a lot of it, actually. You know, like last night, Ed Sheeran won. He's great. You know, Alabama Shakes won. They're great. You know,
yeah,
I mean, there's good
totally
stuff
great
out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're big fans of Alabama Shakes here at the station, and think that they're kind of picking up the torch from where you guys, you know, blazed the trail many years ago. I want to take you back, you know, way back before all the music and everything. Did you ever have a job that a day job before you got big and famous that just totally sucked or something like that?
Oh yeah, yeah. My father was a lithographer, and he taught me the business of lithography, and I was in that, and you know, I was doing great and working every day, and you know, passing out as soon as I got home. I was so tired, and getting up early in the mornings, and I thought, you know, this is not for me. You know, I can't do this, and I thought, you know, what do I like to do? And the only thing I really liked to do my whole life was sing, and I thought, well, I'm going to try that. You know, as crazy as it sounds, and so I did, you know, and I was singing away, and then I opened this little nightclub in San Francisco, and bam, it was a big success, and out of the woodwork came, you know, Big Brother, and, you know, Janis, and The Dead, and Steve Miller, and you name it, you know, everybody was looking for a place to play just like me, so bam, we had a great scene going suddenly.
So you had this great scene in San Francisco, it's the 1960s. And you guys are coming up and getting big. Do you ever get matched up with one of those weird rock and roll pairings on a tour? Like you always hear about Jimi Hendrix opening up for the Monkees and stuff like that. Anything weird like that happen?
No, we had fascinating kind of comedy. You know, Bill Graham would put together things like, a Russian poet, I remember, and a Roshan Roland Kirk, Tito Puente, you know. He'd mix it up like that, you know, besides having these new rock bands, you know, and that was kind of fascinating, you know, and he would, you know, if you told him, hey, I heard this band, you ought to book them, or I heard this record, you ought to get this guy, you know, like I heard Otis Redding do, his first record, and I went to Bill Graham, I said, get this guy, you know, I want to see him, you know, and he did, you know, things like that, it was, wow. You know. It was fascinating.
I remember hearing Zeppelin, I wasn't there, but heard that Zeppelin opened up for Jose Feliciano, and Alice Cooper one day told us, yeah, we were on a bill with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Yeah.
That seems
We played in, I remember, Washington one time, and Alice Cooper was a new band that was opening for us, and, you know, and he had a little doll he tore apart, and he had the snake at the time. That was about it, you know, as far as production values.
I think he still got the same snake.
Right. Hey, and I know you got to go here soon, the next radio station's in line, but in terms of artistic, I know you're a painter. Do you still do a lot of painting?
Oh, yeah, I like to paint. It's very relaxing for me.
You do watercolors or oils, or what do you do?
Watercolor is not my bag. I'm pretty much just do acrylics now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dries quick and I can do it fast.
Easy cleanup, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, say hi to your big family. I know you have five daughters. You're working hard. We hope you come through our neck of the woods sometime soon. And congratulations on your wonderful career.
Yeah.
And
the new album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Greatest Love.
Check it out, you guys. You might like it.
We're playing it next.
Yeah. I'm going to play your new the title track and one of my all-time faves from you, Coming Back to Me. One of my all-time faves, not only from the Jefferson Airplane, but you and overall. Love that song. Thanks for doing it.
All right. Good talking to you guys.
You guys, too. Have a good one. And, Marty, thanks for being a part of our show today. It's been a real pleasure.
All right.
Take good care of yourself. All right.
You too.
All right, man. See ya.
Next time you're in Eugene, we won't do cocaine together.
Good deal.
And scene. Okay. All right.
Jefferson Airplanes, Marty Ballin.
There we go.
And Mark and John at 811. Here's Coming Back to Me on 96.1 KZL.
See, because I don't do cocaine either.
Yeah.
Something we could connect with.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Got that in common.
Right,
all three
totally,
of us.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Fun being clean.
Yeah.